Don't worry, they're not here to give you any marriage advice, but after listening, you may think that they need it. It's Cash and Casey on the Me Versus Her podcast.
Hey, it's the Me Versus Her podcast. I'm your host, Cash.
And I'm Casey.
And we are back with a new show. And it's only, instead of saying, it's been so long and we haven't had a show forever, guess what? This is one day later. One day.
1 hour later.
So we released the show yesterday, I guess we'd say, right? And then we're releasing a show today.
Yeah.
So if you had it, I don't usually like to know that close because then I feel like people are going to be like, oh, there's too many shows. I can't catch up. But we don't usually do that.
Not the case here.
Yeah. So we are back with a new show 1 day later. Hold on. Thank you. I have my eyes closed right now and I'm just taking it all in.
Oh my God. Oh my. Is it getting louder?
Yes. I love it. And silence. God, that felt good. Thank you guys for cheering us on. It makes me feel so good. It makes me want to do another show tomorrow. Three days in a row.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, let's not push it. So anyways, yeah. As you might have heard the newest show, hopefully, if you didn't hear it, go back and listen. You really don't have, I mean, we want you to, but it wasn't like, you didn't really have to listen to that show to understand this show, because I probably won't bring up too much old stuff. But as you may notice, Casey just didn't seem like she was in a mood. She probably doesn't want me to bring that up, but she was just down and out, mostly out, like in another room or something. She was just kind of quiet, and I even told her when I posted the show, I'm like, you sounded so like, yeah, no. Yeah, she's like, I was talking normal.
You never let me talk. You never let me talk.
You don't talk. Like, I say something and ask you, like, a question, and then you answer, like, within two words. And you have to, like, that's one thing when you do interviews. Like, I've had to interview people before, and you get some people like, so how's it out on tour? It's been pretty good. All right, and so how many dates have you been on tour? Oh, I've been out about 2 months. And so then my list of questions just flying through, and I'm like, okay. Something I wanted to last 30 minutes lasted like 5 minutes. So you got to give me something. You got to work with me here.
Well, I don't even know what you're going to ask.
As
my brain needs a little time.
As, in quotes, co-host, you're supposed to be doing half the work, at least part of it. I can't.
Well, you're not talking to a wall, are you?
I can't.
Well, sometimes.
Carry the show on my back any much longer. I hate to say it. Like, I've been everything. I've been,
okay,
you know,
okay, I'll
the face
it.
Of the show, the voice of the show, the producer of the show, the content creator, the social media.
And that's why we have three shows a year.
Yeah. No, I know, because that's my part.
I didn't know it was so stressful.
It
Sorry.
Is.
Sorry.
So anyways, we're back and we're here to do another show. And we're going to make it longer than 3 minutes because we're at 3 minutes now and I ran out of things to talk to you about.
Yeah, and you were going to do 1 minute.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so we're back. So Casey's in a good mood today. She wasn't in a bad mood, but she was just a little quiet.
Well,
so.
My plants kind of took a dump.
Yeah,
you know?
They did.
Like,
I don't even
dead.
Know what they were, but. Oh, your plants. Oh, yeah, let's bring that up. So on yesterday's show.
I was all sad. I was like, they're droopy, and now.
I'll recap because somebody might have not listened.
Well, if we have
yesterday's
to.
Show, I said I was so proud of Casey. Her plants are doing so well. And 1 day later, she went out there. And they're all dying.
I don't know what happened. I think I'm being sabotaged.
Yeah, they didn't look well. They've been doing good. They must have listened to the show. And
they were like thriving, living their best greenhouse life.
Now they're
like shriveled up.
Yeah. I'm so, you know, like sometimes they say like, you know, you could talk to your baby while you're pregnant or play a music. Maybe if we go put like an episode of the Me Versus Her podcast out there, they will be excited and they will come to life.
I mean, they're almost completely gone.
Are they? Okay, well, let's give some shout outs to the plants. So maybe they're listening. They'll be happy. So shout out to strawberries, cilantro. Mixed garden spring mix, lettuce, and snap peas. We hope you guys are listening. We hope that you're having a great day and that everything just sprouts up for you.
Just know that we love you.
We do. We love you. Shout outs to just a few others. Let's see. Jade. Jade said she might listen. If not, Macy, this way I get her to listen. I'd be like, hey, Jade.
Yeah.
You should listen to the show. I gave you a shout out. Maddie. Hey, Maddie. Listen to the show. Taylor. Maybe Taylor. Maybe who else? Who can we give? Nick.
You know.
Nick listens a lot. Nick, my cousin Nick, you know. Shout out to Nick. Nick's had a couple rough weeks. I'll say that. Aww. Or a couple of months. You know, he had some rough things happening. But hopefully all is well with Nick. We wish him the best. And all is going to get better. Especially if you've listened to the show and spread the word. Me Versus Her podcast on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all major platforms. No, shout out to all those people. Who else? I feel like I've been getting a lot of old high school friends. I should give those shout outs because there's a reunion coming up.
Is there?
I won't say
how
many years.
How many years?
I don't even know, to be honest.
Let me guess.
No, 15. You're going to give my age. I want people to think I'm only like 19.
Okay, 1 year. It's been one year.
Yeah, 1 year anniversary. No. So there's a thing coming up. So I feel like I've been seeing a lot of people pop on Facebook because there's like a group page that says like, you know, class of 2022. So
you're not fooling anyone.
So some of those people I look, I'm like, should I add them? They were cool back in the day. And some of them, like, some of them you're like, oh man, what happened? Not like their looks.
People?
I'm just saying, like, they just look like, wow, they changed a lot.
But do you ever see people and there's like 45 people in common or 45, what is it, friends or whatever? And then you have no idea who they are.
Yeah, I get that a lot because the radio station is kind of weird. It's a weird thing. I'll get one that says, like, people you may know. And it says, you have like 35 mutual friends.
Yeah,
and they're
that's
all radio people. And I'm like, are they friends? Did they work in radio with them too? Are they just, there's such thing as like radio groupies. And it's like, are they radio groupies? Are they just like, it's weird.
Yeah, but I'm talking about high school people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about groupies. They're
no.
podcast groupies. So yeah, I get a lot of podcast groupies.
I'm talking
you know.
About people that you like spent years with, apparently.
Yeah,
they went
or
to
like
your school, and you're like, I have no idea who
yeah,
you are.
And then sometimes I do recognize, like, oh, they were like a super quiet person back then, or, you know, because obviously I wasn't that quiet. So I'm like, they were just, I kind of know who that is, but they were quiet. And then you look and you're like, oh, they look like they turned out to be pretty normal. Because, like, you know, when somebody's quiet, you're like, oh, what's wrong with that guy? He's weird. Like,
oh, that's sad.
Is that girl sitting in a corner by herself?
Mm, yeah. See that.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I was friends with everybody. I always was. I should give a shout out to somebody that was really nice to all the time, which everybody was really mean to him. But then I don't want to bring that trauma back if
yeah,
he. I don't think he listened. I don't even know what happened to that dude these days. But people are so mean to this guy. And I feel like I'd see him in the hallway. I'm like, hey, such and such. And he was like, hi, how's it going? And people used to like punch him and like push him down. People were mean
That's
back
sad.
In the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I know bullying is probably worse these days, but just people were, I don't know. I don't like people like that. But yeah, so if you're an old high school friend, you're listening, maybe you came across a show and I haven't talked to you for years, give me a shout out. Send me a message, and I would love to hear from you if you're normal and you're not going to, you know, be some weirdo. So yeah, let's move on from the weirdos. We have I have some stuff I brought up for you today. First, I'm going to do, should we do a, oh, I have a, hey, hold on, we're going to do this. We're going to do, hold on. We are going to do, I am going to put you a little bit on the spot. We're going to do a little game show. And welcome to the game show.
I like how you close your eyes.
All right. So we're at a game show. I don't have a name for anything. So I'm going to ask you some questions. These are easy.
Okay.
Oh, kind of easy. Because you're a smart person. So if you get it right.
Oh, no.
There's two
Is
different
it
options.
Trivia?
If you get it right, you'll hear either, yay, party time. Or you'll hear, if you get it wrong, you will hear, or,
uh-oh.
I like those. I just made those today.
Oh my gosh. Oh God.
All right. Are you ready? Or I could do this if you get it right.
Am I going to know the, no thanks.
Hey. No?
No.
Okay. So no, the first thing, it's not really a game show.
Okay.
I just came across a thing and it said the top 10 misspelled words.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a little spelling bee.
Okay.
All right. And just like in proper spelling bee form, you have to say the word, spell it, say the word
That's
again.
That's doing too much. I know.
I do. So
I'll
by the
do
way,
my best.
On a side note, when somebody says like, how do you spell, or the kids go, how do you spell tomorrow? I always go tomorrow. T-O-M-O-R-R-O-W. Tomorrow.
Yeah,
because
it's so annoying.
I think it was like eighth grade. Spelling bee champ for my class was going to advance to the big spelling bee. And then I told my teacher, actually, I don't want to do it. I just want to do it for the classroom. She was a little upset. They had to redo the spelling bee, which I don't know why they just didn't want to take the second place person. But I don't want to bring back old trauma.
I might have to write it down.
Okay, ready?
Are these hard words?
No. Separate. I am going separate. In a separate car than you to
well,
the
why
store.
Why are you saying it like that? Separate.
Go.
S-E-P.
Go.
A-R-A-T-E.
Yay! Party time! So it says separate is usually spelled, or not usually, people spell it a lot of times, S-E-P-E-R-A-T-E. Separate.
No.
So these are like, they're not hard, but it's just words that people. Okay. So I feel like by doing this, we could help the community.
Okay.
We could help the podcast community by helping them spell words and maybe not look like they're not very smart.
Is that why you said it like that? Separate?
Yeah, a little bit. Next.
N-E-X-T.
Calendar.
C-A-L.
You're not doing it in proper form. You're supposed to say calendar.
C- E-N-D-A-R.
Wait, go again? I didn't hear you.
C-A-L-E-N. D-A-R. What are you doing?
I don't know. That was right. So the way people usually spell it, or the most common misspell, is C-A-L-E-N-D-E-R, which makes sense, calendar, which is a little tricky because, like, we teach our kids from home, and, like, it's like you tell them, sound it out. But when you do, like, it sounds like that, or certain words, you know, they don't have, like, they're, you're going to sound it out unless it's this letter silence. Like, I feel so bad when I'm teaching my kids. Too. I'm like, it doesn't even make sense half the stuff.
You just have to memorize it. There's no way to learn.
Next,
that.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary. Let me know if you need the origin or, in the sense.
Wait, is it, there's not two N's.
Go.
It's U-N. E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Ah! Oh. Is there two N's?
Yep. N-E. Wait, I'm sorry.
N-E.
I'm on the wrong word. U-N-N-E. Hold on, my computer's so far. I can't read. U-N-N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y. Most people spell it wrong and put U-N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
I need my little underline.
All right, here we go. Next. Questionnaire.
I've never used that word.
Come on, let's hear it.
Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N. That's question.
Got the people waiting. Hold on. Buzzer for taking too long.
I need to write it down.
Nope, go again.
Wait, ear. Questionnaire. I-E-R? Get your hand off that.
Questionnaire. Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-N-A-I-R. R-E.
That's what I was saying. You didn't let me finish.
You already got it wrong. Did you spell it the wrong? Did you spell it the way most people do? Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N-A-I-R-E.
No, I didn't have an okay. A, I don't think.
Next, accidentally.
I got it right. A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-L-E.
Go. Come on. We can't have a 40-minute spelling bee.
Accident. T-A-L-Y. L-Y. L-L-Y.
Oh my gosh. Who did I marry? Did I marry somebody that doesn't know how to spell? Accidentally. A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T-A-L-L-Y. Accidentally. You can't be
Isn't
using your phone.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said one L.
And yeah, and then I corrected it.
Well, ready? Next?
I'm ready. I got to write it down.
No, you can't. That's cheating. Put the phone down. Ready? Necessary.
I was off to a killer start.
Necessary.
It's like unnecessary, but without the U-N.
It's unnecessary for you to take this long.
N-E-C-E-S-S. What did I just spell? Ness.
Start again if you have to. The crowd's getting a little anxious here. You're taking forever.
I need to write it down.
No, you can't. That's cheating. Put the phone down.
Necessary. N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Well, I didn't see, so you have to do it again. Go.
N-E-C-E-S-S-A-R-Y.
Correct.
Thank God. I don't like this game.
We got four more. Surprise.
S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E.
Oops. I hit two buttons at the same time. It was a surprise that I hit two buttons at the same time. Next, embarrass. If my wife misses any more words, Casey will be a big embarrassment.
E-M-B-A-R-R-A-S-S.
That's right. So most people put E-M-B-A-R-A-S-S. And surprise was people put S-U-P-R-I-S-E. They forget that R. Next up, accommodation.
A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N.
Yay, party time. I gave her a little delay to scare her there. Last one, receive. Come on.
R-E-C-I-E-V-E. Ah. E-I-V-E.
R-E-C-E-I-V-E. Most people misspell it like you did.
R-E-C-I-E-V-E. It's a lot of pressure.
Thank you for coming on today's show.
I want to go home.
You won absolutely nothing because you didn't get 100% on your spelling test. Ta-da. That was fun. Oh, I actually have another part of this game, but it's not spelling.
Thank God.
Well, this isn't really the game. So these things I came across were the top 10. I was just Googling today. I was all Googled out. Top 10 excuses people give. Well, I guess you could say top 10. Well, top 20, but I'm not going to go through all these. Lies. I think like excuses when you're not doing something. You ready here?
Yeah.
I forgot. So like, why didn't you go to the trash? I forgot. Even though I'm lying. That's a lie. Yeah. Though. You know,
I feel like you say that a lot.
I might. But is it a lie? No, because I don't lie to you. Next up, I'll do it tomorrow. But that really doesn't make sense because if you're lying, maybe.
No, that's an excuse.
Oh, excuse. Okay. I am listening.
I hear that a lot too.
Yeah, me too. I'm actually busy then.
That's
you probably
lie.
Hear me say that on the phone a lot, huh? You're like,
no.
You're like, why? Who's he not want to hang out with? Who's he not want to go do something with? I'm a little busy then. No?
I don't really.
I'm actually a very honest person, even with my friends. If I don't want to, I don't feel like going there. Why would you want me to do that? I'm pretty honest to people. Next. Oh, it was nice to see you. That's pretty messed up. Somebody's lying about that.
Wait, are these excuses or lies?
I think they're lies. Next. I haven't got any change. You know, like people probably ask. That's sad.
I feel bad saying that. I always carry, you know, a little something for somebody if they ask me. But then in the moment, I always say no.
Because you're scared or something?
I don't know. I think so. I think because I used to be like, you know, when you pull something out, your wallet or your cash and they rob you.
Next. I got stuck in traffic.
Next.
Next. Move on. Got stuck in traffic.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. We can't use that around here. There's no traffic. Yeah, we live in a small town. I don't know what happened there. It was like, Cash, why didn't you finish the big assignment we gave you for work? I don't know what happened there. Liar. Next, not disclosing actual price of an item you purchased. Oh, so if like, how much was that? And you're like, I don't really remember. Yeah. You're big on saying, it was like $11 and it was $11.99.
What's the big deal?
99 cents.
Yeah, it's not that much.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's not like it was... $111 and I take off the 100.
Yeah. Next.
So that's a great idea.
Next. I'm not very well. I don't usually do that one because I feel like you shouldn't lie. Yeah, like, to fake sick. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Mm-hmm. That's a work one. You're like, hey guys, catch you after the weekend. I'm looking forward to see you guys on Monday. Liar. Next. That meal was nice.
That meal was nice.
Yeah. Like it was like, thanks for the meal. It was nice. Oh. Didn't taste very good.
Yeah, I've said that before.
I know, you lie to me all the time when it comes to that.
No, I'm honest with you. I'll be like, this is not that good.
I've got a headache. I wouldn't lie about that because another one, it's another sickness.
Yeah.
The email went into my junk. I do say it a lot, but it's usually true. You know, you're like, I didn't get the email. Check your junk folder. I tell people
say that.
I tell people up front so they know to check their folder and they can't use that excuse. Actually, the junk, never mind. I won't say it. Next. I'll tell you later after the show. Okay. I had to work late. Never, because I'm usually like, people know I'm out of there when I can.
Yeah.
Next, the train or bus was late. Nah, we can't use that. I couldn't get any phone signal. I've used that, but it's not a lie. You know, when you're in the store, Walmart, or by the way, Walmart will take any kind of sponsorships. We'll just say your name. Gift cards.
Why are you whispering?
Because Walmart's listening. We like shopping with you. I enjoy my job.
Oh.
Bet you a lot of people say that one. How do you like your job?
Oh, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's great. Then they say I'm a big liar.
Yeah.
Don't believe me. And the last one, I like what you're wearing. I'm honest with that.
I don't say anything at all.
You don't?
No.
I'm honest with you'll tell me. You'll be like, does this look good? And I'm like, is there another color? Or?
But I ask you.
And when I ask you, sometimes you're like, do you like this shirt? And I'm like, it's kind of like... looks short or it's kind of looks like it's stained right there.
And then
there.
I'm like, perfect. And I wear it anyway.
Well, sometimes. And it's not in a bad way. Like, your tummy shit. Like, I don't care about that. It's like, it looks like it belongs to our little girl. It's like super tight. And you're like, you can't even breathe in it. So yeah, no, I'm pretty honest with that because I feel like even with you, I say, how's this look? And you're like, it looks fine. And I'm like, there's a difference between fine. And like, I mean, if you came and say, like, dang, you look fine. Like, that's a good compliment. If you're just like, it looks fine. That isn't seem as as nice as I would want it to be.
What would you want me to say?
And then I always say, like,
looks great.
Yeah. And then I tell her, I'm honest with her. Are you sure? Because you're the one with me, like walking with me.
But
I don't care.
I mean, as long as you match, I don't care.
Okay. And one last bit of facts for the day. These are most, so I came across most uncommon, you know, most misspelled words, most common, what was the other one? Misspelled words. What else did we just do? Oh, most common lies. Mm-hmm. And then this one is most, how would you even word it? Most, let's see here. Most misused phrases that instantly reveal people's ignorance.
Oh, no.
Which I feel that's not right because some of these I don't even know. So this one we're
we
going
getting
to,
tested
this
again?
One, yep.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to an all-new game show with your host, Cash, and contestant, Casey. Ooh, that was pretty
spot
on.
Why do you close your eyes?
Because it feels real good. Okay, so is it for all intents and purposes or not for all intensive purposes? And I just gave you the answer. So is it intents and purposes or intensive purposes?
How did you give me the answer?
Because I said, I won't tell you now. Which one is it? Is it intents and purposes? If you say for all intensive purposes or for all or intensive, intense, like E-I-N-T-N-T-S and purposes or intensive purposes? Which is it?
I feel like it's, wait, say it again.
For all intents, like T-E.
I feel like it's that one.
Okay.
Is that right? Intents and purposes.
It is.
Don't use that button.
Correct.
Okay, you can use that
one. So this is for all. So the first time I told you, I go, is it for all intents and purposes? Not for all intents and purposes. It's saying it was that, not.
Oh.
And I had said the answer. So good job.
Well, I can barely understand what you're saying.
I wouldn't even know what those are. All right. Number two, we have, is it nip it in the bud, B-U-D, or nip it in the butt, B-U-T-T?
I feel like it's bud. With a D.
Bud. Yay! Party time!
Like, why would you nip it in the butt?
You're so smart. It says, this phrase should imply you cut a new bud off a plant, not bit someone in the backside.
Exactly. I'm a farmer. I know this.
Next, is it one in the same or one and the same?
One and the same.
Yeah, you're smart. You can't spell, but you can sure know some phrases. I'd mix them up because I feel like they were in a certain order at first. Is it, I never really heard of this one. Oh, deep seated, like a seat, or deep seated?
Deep like, seated.
Like S-E-E-D-E-D?
Yeah. Oh. That's
this
wrong.
Phrase means something is firmly fixed in place, not that it is planted deeply as the latter implies, or later. Latter. I don't know. Is that word? I hear that word a lot, but I don't know how it's used. It's the latter? Yeah, it's the latter. T-T-E-R. Is it case in point or case and point?
Case and point. No, it's not. Case in point?
Case in point means, here's an example of this point I'm trying to make. The version with and makes them two different
things.
Oh, so for
this
the record.
This is the case and the point.
All right.
So it's right?
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess it depends on what we were talking about. If I was trying to prove a case in point or a case and point. Next, is it should have, should have, could have, would have, or should have, could have, would have?
Ooh, it's how you say, how fast you say it.
Come on, which one is it? Is it like of or have?
Oh, have.
Have? Good job. All right, we got a few more. I feel like we're a game show today. We're not a podcast. We're a game show. But if people are learning, and we're dropping knowledge.
I want to earn some prizes.
We're dropping knowledge. I'll give you some prizes. I got some prizes upstairs. They're old prizes.
I was going to say, do I want these prizes?
Maybe. You've got another think coming or you've got another thing coming?
Another think. No, it's another thing. But why would you say another think?
I don't know.
It's not another think.
The phrase was originally, if that's what you think, you've got another think coming. We just dropped the first clause. Still, this may be a case where the misuse of the phrase now seems to be more popular than the original, but it is wrong though. Even former President Obama has used thing instead of think. Well, guess what, Obama?
Oh, gosh.
Shout out to Obama. I know he's listening. Him and Michelle every week. Is it wreak havoc or wreck havoc? Come on, I'm gonna have to edit this dead space. You're taking forever.
Well, the way you breathe. Say-
At least like this. So people know we're okay. Still there.
Say it again.
Wreak havoc or wreck havoc?
I think it's wreak. No, wait. Say it again.
Wreak havoc? I'm going to wreak some havoc or I'm going to wreck some havoc.
Wreck. I said wreak the first time.
No, it's final answer. Okay, you're wrong.
But the way you said it made me change my mind.
Right. Is it, I couldn't.
How do you wreak?
Oh, this is
what
a good one.
Wreak?
You want to hear the what they said?
Yeah.
To wreak havoc means to destroy havoc, which is the exact opposite of the phrase's meaning. When you wreak havoc, you are spreading chaos, anarchy, and destruction everywhere, which is really fun.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Okay, this is a good one right here. I feel like I spell this one wrong a lot. Is it, I could care less or I couldn't care less?
I couldn't care less.
Yay! Bertie time! Oh, you got a double there.
I really like that guy.
Yeah, bat fingers. I hit two buttons. Yeah, you're correct. Okay, is it please proceed or please proceed? Proceed or precede?
Pro. Pre. Pro.
Can't switch the last second. I got to start asking if it's a final answer. Is it supposedly or supposably?
That wasn't me.
Yeah, right. God, go blow your nostrils.
That was you.
Come on.
Say it again.
Supposedly or supposably?
Don't say it so slow.
Supposedly or supposably? No, seriously. Supposedly, the D, or supposably with a B?
I think it's the D. Hold on.
Stop breathing and guess an answer.
Stop doing that noise.
Which one?
I'm going to go. I feel now I'm leaning towards the B, but maybe it's the D.
Final answer?
Supposedly. I'm going to say D.
D? Yay! Bertie time!
Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of Commonly Misused Phrases That Instantly Reveal People's Ignorance.
Open your eyes.
Was that fun? That was kind of fun.
Yeah,
I feel like we should just change this to a game show instead of a podcast. It's much easier. I didn't really have to come up with that much stuff
hard.
To talk about.
It's really hard.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I'm on this
I'm
side
gonna
of the mic.
I'm going to give you some you tomorrow. Can,
yeah. You've been saying that for years that you're going to help write this show. Let's backtrack to the beginning of the show where we said she doesn't do anything. And my back's getting sore from carrying the show, but let's move on. So anyways, is there anything you want to say before we go? It's got to be something. Come on. I'm glad you sound happier today. Like you had
nothing.
More fun during the show.
It's embarrassment.
Embarrassment. Well, you did a great job.
I'm gonna come up with the stuff tomorrow, and then you're gonna do it
tomorrow. 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
All right, well, here we go. Until next time, folks, on the Me Versus Her podcast with Cash and Casey. We'll see you around.
Bye.